WMFO Medford.
We're not that far along, so we'll put on a face.
Stairs, you climbed up the last flight, and I was waiting. you, how do you feel about it? And you tell me that you feel alright. I ask you how you really feel about it, and you tell me that you'll be just fine. Come on and tell me about it. I know we're living separate lives. Tell me about it. I think it'll be alright. But darling, please don't ignore me. I know everything is not alright. And I can look the other way if it will help you get to sleep at night. But I think I can live without it. The fever dreams and restless nights, still clinging to the sentiments and fragments, wishing you were really mine.
Looking at the stars in the sky, you were so nearby. that it took so long to see. It was all there, right in front of me. So maybe you could wait a while before you leave. You're as close to me as a cold in the winter, the family feel of a Sunday, the kind of love we wasting time in all the wrong places, sifting through the river of faces. I was busy looking at the stars in the sky. You were so nearby.
Cupid, you're so dumb, you believe it. You'll learn fast when you see it. You're so lame but self-righteous. The whole world wants to fight you. You're learning more than I know. You're so fast, everything seems
this is 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
All right, let's start the show.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
You want to die out here, huh? Well, then die.
My name's Chris Earle. I do the show every week from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having...
Now, I'm just going out on a limb here, but I think she was having a stroke. Well, you wanted a one-star record for your ride home. There it is. Like, I can't bring my vinyl collection to a big station. I'll be like, this guy's crazy. As usual, I promise nothing. Well, luckily, I have the police and a fire truck coming. Not gonna play it. Sorry. It's like, that's what life is. It's like a series of disappointments. Occasionally, you get close to greatness, and then that's it.
Hello again, and welcome to
Time Travel with Chris Earle. I shouldn't even say the name of my show. I am so embarrassed right now. So embarrassed.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
I saw him at, like, the arcade, like, years later, and then on Facebook, and he's like, oh, I think I remember you. And I just went, unfriend, see you later. Think I remember you. You were in my math class, or in history. Is it, what are people just dumb? They just forget you? Or people forget me? I'm a pretty bold personality.
Doc, don't be silly.
Doing things that the rest of you guys don't. The show is Time Travel. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. Good afternoon, Medford. It's Chris Earle, here with you till 7 p.m. Doing my annual Wacky Wednesday show, all comedy songs today here on Time Travel till 7 p.m.
I am cow, hear me moo. I weigh twice as much as you, and I look good on the barbecue. Yogurt, curd, cream cheese, and butter's made from liquid from my udders. I am cow, hear me moo. Eating grass, methane gas comes out my ass and out my muzzle when I belch. Oh, the ozone layer is thinner from the outcome of my dinner. I am cow, I've got gas. I am cow, here I stand.
Well, the weather for the whole area will continue much the same as the past few days. Temperatures 17 centigrade, that's 49 Fahrenheit. Winds will freshen later tonight to southwest, force 6 or 7. And there will be showers, sometimes heavy in many... Oh, sod it. I didn't want to do this. I don't want to be a weather forecaster. I don't want to rabbit on all day about sunny periods and patches of rain spreading from the west. I want it to be... A lumberjack!
leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant redwood, the larch, the fir, the mighty Scots pine, the lofty flowering cherry, the plucky little aspen, the limping rude tree of Nigeria, the towering wattle of Aldershot, the maidenhead creeping water plant, the naughty Leicestershire fleshy oak, the flatulent elm of West Ruislip, the Quercus maximus bambergascoini, the Epigillus lobata hueus greenus. With my best buddy by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
Cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesdays he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, he skips and jumps, he likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
He cuts down trees, he wears high heels, suspenders and a bra.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you till 7 p.m.
If I were as high as the moon in the sky, I would look down on you and say, if I were as low as a morsel of snow, I would look up at you and say, you're the only girl in the world for me, and I'll always love you tenderly. But if I were as high as the moon in the sky, I would look down on you and say,
and now this revolting picture, vocally painted by the entire ensemble.
If I were as high as the moon in the sky, I would look down on you.
Remarkable, ain't it?
If I were as low as a morsel of snow, I would look up at you and say,
monotonous.
You're the only girl in the world for me, and I'll always love you tenderly. But if I were as high as the moon is,
everything is peachy when you sing like Donna Michi.
I would look down on you and say,
music fair, music foul, music played by Teddy Powell.
I would look down on you and say,
you got me climbing up the wall.
You talk like I'm not giving you enough.
You ain't giving me any at all.
You know I've been busy, lots of work to do.
Oh, please, 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 I work as hard as you.
You know I would if I could,
but you don't when you should.
Well, the fact of the matter is you're not that good.
I want sex, I want sex. When I needed you, I never there.
You treat me like I'm your property. I'm not your pet baboon with my butt in the air.
You once said I was the very best, the best that you ever knew.
Maybe I said it and maybe it's true. I just don't recall that I said it to you.
I want sex, I do too.
Sex,
oh, that's not true.
I want sex,
oh yes I do.
I want sex, but not with you.
You're talking to a stud,
I'm talking to a dud.
I've had more lovers than I can count.
I've also had a fair amount,
but mine enjoyed it, not like you.
Any man I do has a good time too.
Dry sex, wet sex, sweat sex.
I've done it when it was bad too. I've done it when I was mad too. I had to, was glad to.
I want sex, I do too. I want sex, but that's not true.
I want sex,
oh yes I do.
I want sex, but not with you.
I want sex, I want sex, I want sex.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. It's Wacky Wednesday today. All comedy songs until 7 p.m. Heavy on the Dr. Demento vibe here today on Time Travel. If you want to hear a comedy song, call on in 855-915-WMFO. Here is Dr. Rock.
Daddy, what's a frontal lobotomy?
Well, son, you know how the pressures of life can cause people to do crazy things. And if a person does too many crazy things, then that person is crazy. Sometimes you can keep yourself from going crazy by doing things to relieve tension, like drinking or having sex. But if craziness goes too far, sometimes the only thing left to do is to cut out that part of your brain that makes you crazy. That kind of brain surgery is called a frontal lobotomy. Maybe this song will help you understand what I mean.
Jimmy and I are brothers. We went down different paths. Jimmy always listened to my mother, and me, I never liked to take a bath. As we grew and tumbled through adulthood, the pressure caused emotional drain. And now I'm slowly dying in the bottle, and Jimmy has to live with half a brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Jimmy let his troubles drive him crazy. He never tried to drown it in a drink. I know that drinking makes my thinking hazy, but at least I still have brains enough to think. Jimmy's got a brain that isn't stable. He doesn't have the sense to say his name. I'm sorry that his doctor was unable to remove the proper portion of his brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Funny how the world works. People can be real jerks. Some prefer the tension over booze. Either way, it ends the same. Hard to beat the living game. Might as well enjoy it while you lose. When I need a drink, I start to shiver. And Jimmy always viewed it with concern. But I'd rather have cirrhosis of the liver than an intellect that's second to a fern. I wonder if old Jimmy's gonna hear it when I tell him that his logic wasn't sound. They'll dose him up on lots of evil spirits when they take him to the psychiatric grounds. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is Time Travel with Chris Earle. It's Wacky Wednesday, my annual comedy song show. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. You want to call in and make a request? It's 855-915-9636. Easiest way to remember is 855, then 91.5 WMFO.
I ache for the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand, my heart is in my hand. Ugh, it's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany. That's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain yet, love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash you made with your lash as we dance to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism. Schism Tango.
WMFO in Medford.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head. Add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating pencil neck geek. Pencil neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-gut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek.
Pencil neck geek.
Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum-sucking B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. You know where I can be found? Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-gut losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these grit-eating, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-belly, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
Oh, my name is Thomas Cat.
Feed my face.
Yes, my name is Thomas Cat.
Feed my face.
Yes, my name is Thomas Cat. I am short and rather fat, but we'll talk no more of that.
Feed my face.
I'm a hunter bold and true.
Hear me roar.
I'm a hunter bold and true.
Hear me roar.
I'm a hunter bold and true. Yes, I've caught a mouse or two. See, I brought one home for you.
Lucky you.
Oh, I've got a big hairball. Yes, I've got a big hairball. Yes, I've got a big hairball. So I'll throw up in the hall, then you'll slip on it and fall. Ha ha ha.
let me out.
No, let me in.
No, let me out.
Let me in.
Let me out.
No, let me in.
No, let me out. Let me in. Just open up and stand aside. Yours is not to reason why. When I'm ready, I'll decide. Or maybe not. Time to take my beauty rest. Life is hard. Time to take my beauty rest. Life is hard, very hard. Time to take my beauty rest on your brand new cashmere dress. Go away, don't be a pest. It's mine now. I ate your parakeet.
It was good.
Yes, I ate your parakeet. It was good. Mmm, good. Yes, I ate your parakeet. And no more will it go.
Tweet.
And I even ate the feet. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Oh, my name, it was Tomcat.
What a stud.
Yes, my name, it was Tomcat. What a stud. I was great. Yes, my name, it was Tomcat. Many offspring I begat. Tell the vet to care of that. That's the end of Tomcat.
Good morning with a cock-a-doodle-doo. Good morning. A horse's neigh is just his way of saying how are you. A lion growls hello, and owls ask why and where and who. May I suggest you get undressed and show them your wazoo. Oh, the animals, let's talk dirty to the animals. Fuck you, Mr. Bunny, Mr. Bear. If they don't love it, they can shove it. Frankly, I don't care. Oh, the animals, let's talk dirty to the animals. Up yours, Mr. Hippo. Piss off, Mr. Fox. Go tell a chicken, suck my d- and give him chicken pox. Oh, the animals, let's talk dirty to the animals. From birds in the treetops to snakes in the grass, but never tell an alligator bite.
As Gilda Radner, live from New York. It's an album she put out after Saturday Night Live from, I believe, 1981. Here's Mae West on request for Bob out there. Time travel here with you until 7 p.m.
I've the tiniest confession. I distinctly loathe suppression. Since I only have one life, I want to live it. While I've clowned around a lot, well, I've found what hits the spot. If I've something good to give, I want to give it. Now those senses say I'm naughty and no dice. But I've heard it said, what's naughty can be nice. It's not what I say, it's the way that I say it. That's all, brother, that's all. It's not what I play, but the way that I play it. That's all, brother, that's all. Now maybe they'd picture me as little Snow White. With seven dwarfs to entertain, I should do all right. But should I ask to concentrate on one dwarf a night? That's all, brother, that's all. It's not what I tell, it's the way that I tell it. That's all, brother, that's all. It's not what I sell, but the way that I sell it. That's all, brother, that's all. They'd have me play that little girl, all dressed in red. I'd make a good Red Riding Hood, somebody said. But should they find me with a wolf in my grandmother's bed? That's all, brother, that's all. Now please don't misunderstand me. I take much of what they hand me. Though it cramps my style, I'll never be defeated. Since I've always found response, well, I know what the public wants, and just as long as there's a West, it won't be cheated. While my sense of friends are turning both thumbs down, just like many, I'll still kick that gong around. It's not what I wear, it's the way that I wear it. That's all, brother, that's all. It's not what I share, but the way that I share it. That's all, brother, that's all. I like a love scene that's as hot as can be. So they said Cinderella played one, something to see. But if they think a fairy prince can play games with me, that's all, brother, that's all. It's not what I know, it's the way that I know it. That's all, brother, that's all. It's not what I show, but the way that I show it. That's all, brother, that's all. They'd have me portray that maiden so sweet, the girded with the mortgage due and little to eat. But should I call the butcher boy to bring me some meat? That's all, brother, that's all.
A week ago, last Tuesday, I was doing the Wigan Hustle and the Palais Glide. I met a girl in pink suspenders and her buzzwams were stupendous, like two bald-headed men sitting side by side. She wore a bra size 45 and she could shut and chive. And when she stopped dancing, bits of her kept wobbling about. She said, "You drive me crazy, burn some rubber on me, baby." She grabbed my little whistle and she began to shout, "Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me. Je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick, I'm 6 feet tall and 5 feet thick. Hit me, hit me, hit me."
Cross-size 45, cross-size 45.
I couldn't do nothing but stand and stare. She gave me a hug like a grizzly bear. I couldn't see much, I thought I was dead. I had boobs upside my head.
Boobs upside my head.
Head. Enough for me, my brother and dad. A chest of drawers, no doubt. One with the top drawer half pulled out. Oh, what a front she got. Believe me, son, she got the lot right before my eyes. And she was bra size 45.
Excuse me, what do I do now?
Man, be cool. Gotta get down and have a rap.
I beg your pardon. I think I'll do a talking bit instead.
She was the big economy size, her bushwams were gigantic, like two fat little boys wrestling under a blanket. The flickering strobes lit up the globes that thrust from her pullover. I think her name was June, cause she was busting out all over. She said, "Can you feel the force? Do you wanna take one step beyond?" I said, "Goodness gracious, great balls of fire, there's a whole lot of shaking going on." She said, "Knock on wood, I'll blame it on the boogie now. What do you think about that?" I said, "Oh, Mike, it must be jelly, cause jam don't shake like that." not so much of the night fever, more like a belt with a tire lever. She was not at all pendulous, in fact she was tremendulous.
Cross size 45, cross size 45, cross size 45, cross size 45.
She wore a bra size 45, and when they played I Will Survive, she went crackers, and her animal desires became much keener. She said, John, I'm only dancing, but I'd rather be romancing. She had me inside out and upside down in the back of my Cortina. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
And there in my car, the windows are stained. I put my throne on the trend. She let it all hang out in bras. And there in my car, I thought this is it. An instant.
But she left me for a geezer who had much more chance to please her with his own master blaster and a pair of baggy trousers. Oh, what fun they had.
Have you ever met my fake hot mom? She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. Demeanor bitch, and she has stupid hair. She's a bitch. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Ballad of Irving.
WMFO in Medford. Wacky Wednesday. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you till 7.
He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big short Irving. Big short fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big fat Irving, big sissy Irving, the 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143. Walked in a salt saloon like a man insane and ordered three fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. One day, Bad Max happened into town. His aim was to shoot Fat Irving down. Bad Max said, draw and draw right now. And Irving drew a picture of a cow. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big gunfighter Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West.